The secret to eternal life, in case you haven't noticed, can be found on Facebook, where we can all live forever as long as we find someone to keep updating our status line. What happens to the accounts of the dead? Well, the answer to that question has been evolving for years, especially the question of who can have access, who gets the passwords, all this. There are private digital funeral home services, you might call them that, that have an answer. Now, Facebook itself has announced that it is letting the user decide what should happen to their profile when they pass away, if it should be managed, who should manage it, who should have access, a last file of preferences, you might say. For more on this, we turn to Evan Carroll. He's the co-author of a book called Your Digital Afterlife. Evan, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And have you made your plans for the digital hereafter?
Of course I have. It's kind of hard to be the person who recommends that others do it unless you can do it yourself.
What has Facebook done that's made things easier or more difficult from your perspective?
So Facebook's recent announcement is actually very exciting to me. What they've done is they have gone from a policy where really you only had one option, or really two options, what should happen to your profile. It was either memorialized or, at your family's request, deleted. And they've changed it now so that you have the choice before you pass away of what should happen. So you're now able to tell them that you want to appoint someone to control your memorial profile after you're gone. You can also tell them that you'd want that deleted, and you can choose whether that person, your legacy contact, as they call it, can download all of your account information or not.
And this would include access and some sort of elaborate memorial. I mean, right now, Facebook just puts remembering on there if you die, and it's a bit pro forma. It's like adding another web page. But you could do something like an infinite slideshow of all your pictures, and this could be managed by the person that you designate, right?
That's correct. So the remembering text is a new addition along with these recent changes. But the notion of a memorialized profile has been around on Facebook for some time. The key difference now is that your legacy contact will have some very specific controls they didn't have before. For instance, before, your Facebook memorialized profile was really only accessible to the individuals who were already your friends, and the only thing they could do was continue to post as if you were not there. So what Facebook's new legacy contact allows your designee to do is, once your profile is memorialized, they have certain privileges over your profile. They can change the profile photo and the cover photo.
I'm wondering if this is the way we will memorialize people in the future, that cemeteries and physical memorials will really be a thing of the past, and you'll have a much more immersive environment of, you know, sort of living in the three-dimensional memorial of individuals whose legacy, pictures, movies, videos are all online.
I believe that is absolutely the future. So if we think about all of the digital content that we create and share as individuals, it's a much richer picture of our life, if you take it all together, than just a memorial or an obituary. It's really a immersive experience that you could have exploring the artifacts of that person's life. And the really fascinating thing about our transition to being a more digital society is that we don't have to make space for it. Storage on computers is actually quite inexpensive, and we can store as much of this digital information as we really can handle.
Evan Carroll, co-author of a book called Your Digital Afterlife, commenting on the plans that Facebook has just announced on managing the digital identity on Facebook of individuals after they've died. Thank you, Evan.
Thank you for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.